Hi, I'm Rachel, owner of I Am Raquel, and this is my podcast, From Rock Bottom to Badass. This podcast is a place to discuss all the things that go into a complete rebirth. It's about the journey of making over yourself and making over your life. It's about stepping onto a path of going from wherever you're at to the best life possible. Here, we will discuss solutions to all the things that help people rise from the ashes like a phoenix. From the normal everyday life stuff to the super spiritual woo-woo world of metaphysics, you will always be enlightened and entertained. What's up, guys? So I'm so excited that you are here, and I have to tell you what has been going on with this podcast. Okay, so I started the podcast as the name I Am Raquel Podcast. And then eventually I was like, okay, so I want a better name. I want something, you know, that kind of represents my brand, but is kind of its own thing too. Like, everybody else has these cute podcast names, and like, I think I need a cute podcast name. Well, I was like, I'm going to do Beauty from the Inside Out. And then like three different people have Beauty from the Inside Out as their podcast name. So it's like, well, I can't do that. So eventually, after some more brainstorming, it came to me, Rock Bottom to Badass. And the reason why I picked that name is because I think that's really like my niche, okay? I had a business coach like kind of help me with the whole niche thing. And I realized that every aspect of my business, of my story, of, you know, the type of people that I help was, no matter what it was that we were doing, no matter what it was that I was doing in my life, it was all centered around rebirth. All of my stories, all of the clients that I work with had these huge transformational journeys where they go from being, you know, in a really bad position to a really great position. And that was just like all of my stories. Everything I've done in my own life, my own spiritual journey, my own healing journey has been going from the lowest places that you could possibly imagine and going, you know what, fuck this. I'm not gonna be this way. I'm gonna soar instead, right? And so taking that painful moment, taking that place where I got knocked on my ass and then going, like, no way, I'm not going to let this get me down. And then completely just reshaping my life or reshaping my mentality or just whatever it was at the time to have to become like a completely different version of myself. So Rock Bottom to Badass was actually like a catchphrase that I was going to use in a marketing ad for one of my courses called Lifestyle Renovation, because the Lifestyle Renovation course is all about my journey from like stopping using drugs, like getting into mental health recovery, all the way up to like being the kind of person that I am today. And that whole course is like all the things I've ever done to get there. So I thought about naming the podcast Lifestyle Renovation, but I didn't want to take away from the course, and I wanted to be able to step outside of like the kind of content that was in the course. The course is practical, the course is actionable, but you know, I wanted to kind of be able to have a place where I could say whatever the fuck I want, do whatever I want, you know, be a little more authentic and raw and like free flowing and not as just kind of like educational. Like, I wanted a place where I could like, you know, get on here and just like riff and like do whatever I want. So I used that tagline because I felt like it really embodied, you know, using, you know, that from rock bottom to badass, you know, just kind of like embodied like that energy of where I'm kind of wanting to be with this podcast and like what this is supposed to be for me. This is supposed to be a project that's sort of easier and more fun. So that's where that came from. So if you're one of the people that has been a listener since the beginning and you wonder why now this pops up and everything is different and the name is different and I'm talking different and all the content's different, that's why. And it's so in alignment. You know, I think that the name is about rebirth and transformation because that's exactly like what I'm doing with the podcast right now, is revamping and, you know, just kind of redoing and making over the podcast and what it's about to make it better for who I am today. So I'm just really glad that anybody who's listening today who was a listener before, that you're still here now. And I hope that you bend and weave with that transition really well. And I hope that you love all the new content. If you're a brand new listener, welcome, welcome. You're getting like a whole new version of me that didn't exist before. Ooh. So that's fun too. So let's talk about this idea of rebirth and transformation and reshaping and redoing yourself, because it's not easy, okay? So I've struggled a lot just during, you know, with a transition as small as like, oh gosh, like I need to remake my podcast because this podcast doesn't have the vibes that like fit my vibes anymore. It doesn't feel in alignment with like who I am anymore. Something that's a small transition, that's a small rebirth in the grand scheme of like rebirth scenarios, right? But it still was accompanied by like all of the same kind of feelings, I think, of any rebirth scenario, which is like, you know, first is like you just come face to face with the realization, right? Oh crap, right? This is not in alignment with who I am anymore. I think that's like a big first moment when a rebirth is about to happen in your life. There's things going on in your life that you realize don't fit anymore. And that's kind of scary because that signals to you that, okay, it's time to make changes. Changes are fucking hard. Nobody likes to do them. So when we get triggered to the realization that we're about to make a change, oh crap, like we normally start to panic, don't we? Like I do. And even with something as small as this, right? But it was like, oh my gosh, like I'm gonna change the pictures, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, or the listener's gonna be bothered by it. Like, you know, I based everything I have on that, I'm gonna blah, 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 blah. You know, so there's a lot of things. But let's take like a bigger example. You know, let's say you have a friendship and you're like, oh God, you have that moment where you're like, though this person just is not in alignment with like who I am anymore. This person is just so far from, you know, the type of friends that I really want in my life now today. At one point in time, like they were perfect friend for you, right? But then now all of a sudden, like it's not right. Or like you're living, you know, in a house and you used to love that house, but now it's just like not the right house for you anymore. Maybe you've had kids and like it's small and you just need like a different type of space, or you don't like the vibes of like the town that you live in anymore now. Like you've just outgrown like your whole town and you want to move to a different town. Like things like this happen in our lives, in our careers, in our relationships, and all of those things. And it can be a really scary moment when you first have that realization that you are out of alignment, or that the things in your life are now out of alignment with who you are because you've changed so much. So what do, right? That's the moment where acceptance really comes into play. And it's hard, you know, I'd start with like a lot of breathing. I think that, you know, I just kind of come back to the thought and like keep having to accept it and be like, okay, so this is how it is. This is just how it is, right? And until I kind of really wrap my head around, well, this is just what that is, you know, because I think at first we can kind of like pretend like things aren't the way that they are, so that we can avoid having to do the work to make the changes. We'll go, oh, it's not that bad. Like, I can deal with this. I can deal with whatever, right? I like the job enough to... It's not horrible. Like, I'm surviving. I get good benefits. I'm right? Whatever that is, that you can convince yourself to just hang out with a thing in your reality that's out of alignment with who you are. And we just kind of push those thoughts away. We push that feeling away. And so I guess the first thing that I really like to do is just really fully do the work to accept that is what's going on. Okay, you have this thing that's out of alignment with your current reality or with your current, with your new self or whatever, and you have to make that change. And once I realize that I have to make the change or I'm never gonna be fully comfortable, Because that's sort of how it is. Like, when you realize that you are at the precipice, at the beginning of a transformational journey, that there is something that has to change in order for you to be fully comfortable in your own skin, that in your own life, that's when things really start to happen, right? As soon as you make that decision, then you can go into the action mode. And I know I really hate like being in that mode of non-action. As long as I'm making some moves and doing something to get out of that discomfort, then like I'm okay. But sitting in that weird like purgatory place where you're not comfortable being where you're at and you want something different, but you're not going after the new thing yet, but you're also not enjoying the old thing. You're just kind of sitting there in the middle of the two, not really having any joy or any happiness with either one. So you have to start making the move toward the new thing, right? That is in alignment with who you are. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back and keep on going from rock bottom to badass. This podcast episode is sponsored by I Am Raquel Academy. So let me tell you about I Am Raquel Academy, you guys. I'm so excited. So I just released my brand new school. It's called I Am Raquel Academy, and it's powered by Podia, and I love it so much. I've got just a few things going on here that you guys might like to know about. So the first one is a free mini self-worth survival kit. And this product is a 100% free downloadable PDF product that will help you in those moments when you feel low, like you're not enough, and like you just can't measure up. It's complete with questions, affirmations, exercises, and motivational quotes to get you out of a self-worth funk fast, and you can access it using the link in the show notes. Additionally, we have a full version of the self-worth survival kit, and we also have Manifesting Your Purposeful Life, which is a short course designed to quick start you into moving in the direction of your purpose. Coming soon is the How to Wear a Crown course, based on the content of the book, and my big baby, which is the Lifestyle Renovation course. So stay tuned for more and check out I Am Raquel Academy. All right, guys, we're back. Thanks for hanging in there. So let's keep going with this topic of transformation and, you know, being at the beginning of a transformational experience and moving from the discomfort of inaction to the more pleasant feelings of action, right? So once you're making the moves, you can go ahead and you'll go ahead and get like a lot more comfortable, right? Just knowing that you're moving towards something that's more in alignment with who you are is more in alignment with who you are than being with the old thing, right? You're more on your path, like you're more in alignment with God's will for you. So what's beautiful about that is that you're gonna start getting more energy back. Okay, so you know how like when you're stuck doing some kind of thing that's like super out of alignment, you can just kind of like get really tired, you get really bored, you get kind of like, I know I just get, you know, really unmotivated for life, you know? So if you're kind of feeling like that, like you're just really unmotivated for life, like you might wanna ask yourself, is there something in my life that is super out of alignment that is maybe causing my energy to be held down? That's essentially what it does, right? We are on a journey to raise in vibration, to rise in vibration. And if there is a lower vibration that we are clinging on to and we refuse to let go of the thing, then it's going to be pulling our energy down to that lower vibration. And unfortunately, that just keeps your energy from being able to, you know, excel as fast as it needs to, or to move forward or move up to where you want it to really be. There's going to be, and you're going to feel that pull in your spirit. You're going to feel held down. You're going to feel slowed down. You're going to feel all those things, right? And as soon as you begin to move away from the lower vibratory things that are no longer for you, that are out of alignment with who you are, you'll go ahead and you'll feel that pick me up in energy. You'll get more motivated. You won't have so much problems like moving forward. Like things will happen quicker for you. So I really think that like, it's like when I'm moving forward, I like to, when I realize like when I've gone to that, okay. So when I move into that action mode, I like to pick three things. Okay, go ahead and just pick like three things you can do to move forward into the new things, because it might feel really daunting at first. So let's take the example of like you are, you know, working at a job that you know is out of alignment with who you are now. And you know that what you want to do is this other thing, but you don't know how to shift into that new thing yet. Well, just start moving forward by maybe looking, right? So if I look for the new job or new opportunity, or if I want to be an entrepreneur instead, like maybe I can, you know, start saving the money, you know, to invest in the business or what have you, right? If you're taking steps. And then the other thing I can do is I could write my resignation letter, even though I'm not going to give it to them yet. I'm just going to go ahead and write it so that like I'm ready for like if that opportunity pops up that I want to move into, I'm already ready and I know what it feels like. You're going to start pulling that thing to you. When we start getting in the energy of what the new thing feels like. So if you're writing the resignation letter, you're getting into the energy of what it would feel like to leave the job. If you're looking for the new job, then you're getting in the energy of what it would feel like to even have a new job. And that's like a key thing in manifestation, of just moving into those feelings to get everything in alignment with the new thing. So I hope that's making sense. So just start moving and it makes it feel better. So the other part of this is going to be saying goodbye. Saying goodbye to the old energy and kind of leaving that energy with love. So, you know, as we move into a new version of ourselves, as we move into the new things that are better for us, it involves an exit. And when you exit, you have to say goodbye. You don't want to just cut off an old version of yourself. You don't want to just bounce away from some things that are no longer serving you anymore without having some conclusion and having some closure to those energies. So like, you know, I said the word closure, and so that's going to make a lot of people think about like a relationship, right? If you were leaving a relationship, you know, you go through a breakup, you know, you want that closure of, you know, wrapping those things up in a nice bow so that you can move on and feel good about the move on, right? And the same as with energy, the same as with things, the same as with places, the same as with old versions of yourself. Maybe never thought of that one, right? But so especially like with an old version of yourself, to leave that version of yourself with a loving energy and to say goodbye and to, you know, I like to recap. So at any time that I'm moving into a new energy, I like to recap the old energy. It just kind of, you know, experience it again and think about it and you know, just relive all the good moments, all the struggle, all the, you know, getting back up, all the things that you did during that sort of phase or season of your life, and look at all the growth that you made, and you know, just remember it all and kind of reminisce in like a beautiful sort of way, right? And when you do that and then you sort of replay and you get to the end and then you can kind of go and like take a big deep breath and just like let it all go, and you can say, okay, that season is done. That season was good for that time, and those things were good for that time, and that energy was good for that time, but like now I'm this different person now. And take a look at, you know, do that sort of compare and contrast between the version of you that was there before and the version of you that is here now. And you can do that with places, you know. Okay, well, this was great about that job. This was great about that job. I loved this person. I met this, you know, lifelong friend, and all these things were good. And, you know, just leave it kind of with a big hug and let it go. Because, like, I think there was, you know, a time period of my life back when I was much, much younger, my teenage years and probably like early 20s, where I don't know, I had like this terrible belief system that like I had to leave, you know, in order to leave something that wasn't good for me anymore, that it had to like everything had to go down like a ball of flames. Like, why in God's name I had that belief system, I don't know. Or that it had to be a quick cutoff, like just this ice cold cutoff and walk away and then never look back, right? I think maybe that was how things had happened for me in the past. Like, if I left, had to leave, you know, so I had to be like dragged away from something or somebody or a place, or, you know, it was a big, huge fight. And then we just never spoke again or whatever. So it was like, I acquired this belief system because I only left things in these crazy chaotic ways. And, you know, as I progressed in my spiritual journey, like, I realized, like, things don't have to be left that way. Things can be left so peacefully and loving and tied up and completed where, you know, the energies all feel great at the end of the day. So, like, right now in my life, and for example, you know, I'm shifting a lot of things in my business to match like my new vibration. So, you know, I'm trying to move into a place of flow and ease when it comes to my work, and effortlessness and just a heart-centered, you know, truth where I can come, you know, from just like a more peaceful, beautiful space. Because I think that, you know, it's been thus far from beginning to now, I've been sort of in this crazy manic energy of just go, 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 push, 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 hurry, 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 build, 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 grow, 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 push, push, push. And that is great for, you know, building a business from the ground up. That is fantastic. Like, you have to fucking hustle, don't get me wrong. Like, when it was time to work, like, I worked. I've worked my butt off. I've done the all-nighters. I've done the working full-time and grinding, grinding, grinding on the side just to grow the business. And I've done the, you know, just market like an insane person and always be thinking of the business, always be pushing, always be marketing, da, 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 da. And it has just been insane, right? It has helped me. It has served me. It has helped me to grow. It has helped me to become who I am today. It has helped my business to become what it is today. But there's a point in entrepreneurship where I think that you have to move away from that. Like, I've been the one that wears all the hats, and like, I've, you know, had anything that I needed done, anything that I wanted to do or needed in order to grow, like, I just learned how to do it. You know, I learned how to record the stuff. I learned how to market. I learned how to publish the book. Like, I learned how to do the graphic design. Like, I learned how to build the websites. I learned how to write email copy. Like, I just learned it all. You know what I mean? If I needed it, I learned it. And so I'm moving into this place where, like, these things can be other people's roles. Like, I don't have to do every single thing in the world. I can take some of the hats off and, like, hand them to other people and stuff like that. So, like, I'm realizing now that, like, there's people in the world that are like my soulmate people that are destined to be my friends and coworkers and help me with some of these things. And God is showing me that it can feel easier. Life can feel easier. Life can feel more flowy. Life can feel more effortless. It doesn't have to be so hard all the fucking time. And I'm allowed to hand a hat to like another person. So that's sort of like that transition that I'm going through. So I'm trying to move my energy and reflect my energy on like all of my business stuff to represent that new easy, flowy, effortless sort of vibe. And that's gonna happen by me handing over some things. Like, so I've got somebody helping with me with some marketing stuff now. So like, that's crazy. Like, to even have somebody doing anything for me, especially doing it well and in a way that I trust it to be done behind the scenes and I don't have to think about it, is phenomenal. Like, way to go, God, for sending me an angel. I'm telling you, I couldn't be more grateful and more thrilled. And thank the Lord Jesus Christ for like also for automated like technology. Like, if it wasn't for like an automated email list and like things like that, I would probably die if I couldn't, you know, schedule my social media posts and stuff like that. But you, as part of growth, and boy am I glad to be growing into a place in my life and in my business where ease and flow of energy is the next place to go. 'Cause, you know, the hustle is fantastic, but, you know, in order to really create from that place in your spirit where the most beautiful things come from, I think it does need to be in peace and it does need to be in ease and in flow. So that's what I'm really hoping for in this next chapter of my life, is to be able to really harness that ease and flow energy and to make the most beautiful things for you guys. I've created a lot of stuff thus far in my life and in my career, and I cannot wait to see what else comes from it. But this podcast, I think, is really like the first thing that I'm doing to move into that space where I can just be a little more free and a little bit more chill and relaxed and like show up more as myself. And that's super duper fun. And, you know, so all of that being said, when there is a giant shift in your energy and your way of being, and that is what, you know, the soul is calling for, then it is normal and appropriate to move some pieces around in your life to fit that energy. So let's just, you know, for example, like just like redecorating, like I redecorate when my vibe moves. I switch things around in color. Like, my soul will be attracted to different colors, different textures, different types of flowers, different like healing crystals, different types of makeup, different types of clothing styles, hairstyles. All kinds of things will be different. Different types of workouts. Like, some seasons of my life, I might be so into yoga. And then other seasons of my life, I'm like running every single day, like intensely. And it, you know, things will shift. Things will change. Things will evolve as you evolve. And it's all about just authentically representing your energy for the time. And I know, like, some people, you know, might think that if they are always changing and always doing things different, that that is being fake or not being a true representation of themselves, you know, if you're, like, wishy-washy or whatever. But I think that that is so not true. Like, I feel like as human beings and as spiritual beings, we are meant to evolve, we are meant to change, we are meant to grow. And if you are truly growing on the inside, then you will want certain things to be different on the outside. So if the things in your life are not evolving around you and changing and shifting with you, then you're either not changing on the inside or you're not expressing and reflecting those changes that you've made on the inside on the outside. And either way, that's uncomfortable as fuck. If you're not changing, that's uncomfortable as fuck. And if you are changing on the inside and then not getting to fully express that change on the outside, that's uncomfortable as fuck. Like, stop being uncomfortable as fuck. Let's change. Let's shift. Let's evolve. Let's grow. Come on, baby. It's rebirth time. Let's go. Let's go from rock bottom to badass. And, you know, this concept of rock bottom, let me just tell you this real quick and then we'll be done. I promise. Okay. So rock bottom is change. Rock bottom is just a word that means this is the lowest that I can possibly go. That's what rock bottom means. And a rock bottom will change all the time. So right now my rock bottom is like, okay, these clothes that are worn to this certain extent, I'm no longer like available to have clothes that are in this condition. And my rock bottom is like, okay, like credit card debt. Like, man, I hate having credit card debt. I don't think, like, I'm no longer available to have this credit card debt. So my new rock bottom is clothes that are too worn out. I don't want them. And like having credit card debt, I don't want it. Lowest I can go. So I'm creating like a new foundation of where my lowest low is. And at one point in my life, well, 6-7 years ago, my rock bottom was like desperate, dying, on drugs, relationships torn apart, like just absolutely insane, mentally unwell. And so from 7 years ago to now, or 6 years ago or whatever to now, I've evolved so much. Like, that's not my rock bottom anymore. Like, I don't even see, that's not even a possibility in my mind to ever go back to a place like that. I'm so far from being that kind of person. I don't have a vibration in my pinky toe that matches that kind of lifestyle. But now my new low is like having shitty clothes that don't look very good. You know, our vibrations are going to change. Like, as you change and evolve, like, you're going to continuously say throughout your life, well, I don't want that anymore. Like, that is not okay with me anymore. And so when we're talking about rock bottom, like, I'm not talking about that you have to be in some horrible place where you're like sleeping in an alley and eating food out of a garbage can. Like, so when we say, like, I want you to have like a good picture in your mind of that, it just means like the bottom. It just means what you're done with. It's everything below like this line. Like, you cut off a vibrational line and everything below that, you're done with. And everything above it, you're created a new foundation for where this is the lowest you're, you know, okay with going anymore. I hope that makes sense. So it's time. It's time to create a new lowest point. It's time to create a new rock bottom. It's time to decide today what you're no longer available for, what you no longer want in your life, and what you're going to do from this point forward. And part of that also, when deciding to embark on a transformational journey, is not only deciding what you're no longer available for, but then you know, when you're looking down and you're saying, I don't want that shit down there anymore at that low vibration, also to look up, also to look forward and say, instead, I want all of these great things. Instead, I want this other stuff. So do me a favor today and declare to yourself what your new rock bottom is. Decide that you are no longer available for something that's shitty in your life, something that you don't want anymore in your life. And then stop for a minute and just envision all the better, amazing things that can come from it, that can come from your future, that are available for you, that you do want to show up for, that does light your soul on fire and makes you want to get up out of bed every day. Because there is things, and I know there is, that light you up and give you motivation and make you feel like you would live the greatest life in the entire world. So why not start moving towards them? All right, that's it for today, everybody. Thank you so much for showing up for the first episode of my new vibe podcast, From Rock Bottom to Badass. And I'm so excited that you were here, that you stuck it out through the whole thing. We'll have lots of fun stuff in all the show notes, so make sure you check those out. You can find anything about me, who I am, what I do, by checking out www.iamraquel.com. Have an amazing day, an amazing week, and an amazing transformational experience. I love you guys. Bye. I'll see you on the next one. Make sure you subscribe to this, by the way. And hit me up on all the social media at I Am Raquel on everything. That's at IAMROCKL on all the social media. I will see you there. Bye.